Chris and Kira. 2FM.
Joining us on the phone is another wonderful lady by the name of A Bit Naughty. Hello, A Bit Naughty. Let's give her a round of applause. How are you this evening?
Hi, I'm doing okay. I got eaten alive by mosquitoes this weekend, so that wasn't fun.
Oh, no. Dear.
But I'm doing okay.
I can hear you, though. I have, you know what? I did some work in the garden over the weekend because I'm such a man.
What?
Yeah.
You did work in the garden.
I got all these hives, woman. I'm telling you.
Oh.
Look, I got hives here. I got hives up here.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. I have hives all over
the place. Okay, Chris, put down your top. Put down your top.
Hives everywhere.
What were you doing in the garden? I'm dying to know.
I was lifting heavy pieces of wood. I was like cutting the grass. I was doing it all, Kira. I was doing it with my top off. It was a sight to behold, let me tell you.
Were you doing it for your parents?
Wasn't that a little cold over there?
No, A Bit Naughty. Yeah, I was, Kira. I was being a man around the house and I was doing all these wonderful things because I'm just that nice a guy.
Wow.
You know? Yeah, that's right. But yeah, no, I hear you, A Bit Naughty. I am in a similar situation. But you know what? Never mind that. Never mind the hives we might have from being bitten by small insects. You are on for much sexier reasons, friend of the show, A Bit Naughty. Now, you come on every week and you do dating advice, you do relationship advice, you do sex advice. I mean, you do it all. And you have a blog online, which is now turned into a big website. You have a website which is anymanofmine.com. Anymanofmine.com is the name of your website. And your Twitter is legally_Irish. legally_Irish. And everyone should go online and they should check it out. Now, A Bit Naughty, you come on every week and you always have some interesting point of discussion, be it a relationship one or a sex one or a dating one, whatever. What are we going to learn and discuss with you this week?
Well, this week I have a guy friend who's just come out of like a really long relationship and he's kind of jumping back into the dating world.
Sure.
And he's from an era where, you know, he still believes in the 3-date rule. You know, you don't sleep with someone until after 3 dates.
What do you think of that, A Bit Naughty? Do you agree with that as a rule?
I think it depends on the relationship. But the funny thing is, he did research online and now realized that the 3-date rule is kind of now become the 5-date rule, and the 5-date rule has an asterisk.
So you're saying that now it's even longer before more dates are required before that, you know, any kind of intimacy is done.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
But
okay.
It's not even just 5 dates. It's 5 dates with fine print.
Right, okay.
Right? And there's a list.
I'm just going to stop you there. I would have actually thought it was opposite.
Me too. I would have thought we were all way more promiscuous
I would have agreed with you because you think about it. You don't sleep with someone until you get to know them. And you can, you know, Facebook stalk someone, practically know their whole life story in like 10, 15
minutes. That's not really
nowadays.
The same as knowing them, though. I'll just gently point out, just for any distinction
you
there.
You can guess a good idea. You can get a good idea of
yes,
the person.
Yes. I agree with you. Yeah.
But not really either, because everyone puts up their best front on Facebook.
They do. Dickheads.
Uh-huh, best selfies. We discussed that before. Best everything and anything. All the stuff that's brilliant about your life you put up. You don't put up all the crappy things.
Absolutely. So, A Bit Naughty, what are you saying? You're saying that now, surprisingly, it's not only a 3-date rule, it's a 5-date rule.
It's a 5-date rule with an asterisk. And the asterisk is important because it's a list of 10 things that must occur before you sleep with someone. Or this survey is recommending that these...
A list of 10 things that must occur before you sleep with someone. Oh, Jesus, we'll be here all year.
It gets worse. The 10 things, actually, I added them up. And there's numbers for certain things. But I added them up and it comes to 44 specific occurrences that must happen before someone gets laid.
Karen,
now, this is obviously American research.
Actually, no. It's from the Daily Mail.
Wow. Oh, good
so
Lord. It's from the UK.
44 specific things. And you know what the worst thing, before you even continue, A Bit Naughty, I'm like, there is girls out there and I'm sure guys out there as well that will...
swear by this.
Follow these 44 specific things. Okay, I'm dying to hear them.
Yeah, go for it.
Right, now, they're coming bundles. So, like, the first one is 5 dates, and at least 3 of which must be active pursuing dates. Now, I had to further investigate what active pursuing dates were, but apparently it means they have to be dates where you do something.
That's fair enough.
You go bowling, or you do...
Oh, that sounds like an awful lot of effort, though.
Yeah, Kira would give it out easier than that.
Hey, Chris.
Kira wouldn't expect that. All right, apologies. Yes, but anyway, yeah, go ahead. Sorry, A Bit Naughty. I didn't mean to interrupt.
It seems like a whole lot of effort, you know, you could put into something. And then, like, what do you wear? Like, how do you know what you're going on before you go? Is it a surprise? What do you wear? You're wearing the wrong shoes, blah, blah. The next one is 2 gifts or tokens of affection.
No. What?
No, that's weird.
That's weird.
I wouldn't give her a token of affection until after she sleeps with me. You know, I would consider it a present. You know, I would consider it a reward. I would, yeah.
You know, you think you're talking of affection. Like, how can you have affection for someone you've only known them for 5 dates?
Yeah, exactly. That is weird, in fairness. That's I wouldn't be giving anybody gifts. And no. Them. You know, no. Unless it meant something. There, I mean,
that opens, a whole other can of worms, because there is that whole thing of how soon.
Anniversary.
Yeah, how soon do you buy, you know, your significant other or the person that you're seeing a present if it just so happens to be your birthday and you've been like dating them for like 2 or 3 weeks? I mean, that is a whole other different ballgame there that we won't get into right now. Sorry, continue.
No, I agree. I think gifts of affection are weird because, you know, people value things differently. Like, there's some girls I know that any gift has to be jewelry or from a jewelry store or it's not a gift. In their mind.
Yeah, that's
like,
terrifying.
That's the line.
Yeah, I know. That's scary in its own way. But what are some other things that have to happen according to this list?
Number three on the list is 5 social media messages, likes, or posts.
Oh, that's
I
fair
like
enough.
How they added posts there.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair enough. I mean, you'd want to have some interaction with the person on the internet in some way, wouldn't you?
Because that's where everybody interacts.
But I've seen this in a different way, and it may be just my twisted mind, but I've seen it as a territorial thing. You know, you need to announce to the world that, like, look, we're courting. This is my guy. Back the feck away.
Oh, I suppose there is that too, which I hadn't even thought of. Fair enough. Yeah, I guess. What else is on this list? Things that have to happen before you sleep with someone, apparently, according to this new list of rules.
Yeah. 12 text conversations, excluding good morning and good night texts, which are mandatory.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
That's fair enough.
I completely agree with that. Yeah, of course you need to get to know someone on that level.
That's a logical one.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
That's a logical one, because everybody texts. No one really calls or anything now.
Not so much anymore.
Does it mention the amount of emojis you should use as well? Because that seems to be...
Should be a whole subsection on that, just the language of emojis.
Yeah, they absolutely
should. Understand what people are trying to suggest.
On a side note, I actually tweeted about an article on emojis there that was in the Irish Independent. Was it a Friday? It's actually a really good read. If you want to check out the article, it's on my Twitter, and it's basically kind of saying, are emojis ruining our relationships and communication? It's a fascinating read, in fairness. But anyway, sorry.
Do you like men who use emojis though?
I've got used to it, Chris.
Really?
Yeah. At the start, I was like, oh, for fuck's
sake. I think it's weird.
I think it's weird, you know, you see people like throwing you an eggplant and that means sex, and I'm like, what? I didn't get that from that. I just thought you wanted salad.
I think people who use emojis are imbeciles. But as in men who use emojis.
No, in fairness, emojis are part of texting people now.
No.
So, yeah, I know.
You know, I know people who have full conversations just in emojis because it's easier. I'm like, no, it's not. It's like, you know, it's a text message with some assembly required. You have to kind of read
it. Yeah. All right, well, that's fair enough, though. I do agree with that point in general, that there should be text conversations. What else should be on this list?
The next one is 5 phone calls. And now the caveat to this one is they all have to be initiated by him, and they have to be over 15 minutes long.
Oh, we don't have time for that.
No one has time for that.
5 by 15 is like an hour and a half or something. I'm not doing that.
I do agree with chatting to somebody on the phone, though, because it cuts out the bullshit of the messages and the WhatsApps and the Vibers and the Twitter
and
messages
kind of
and the direct messages.
Yeah.
And it's literally like, hey, pick up the phone and actually talk to somebody. But I don't think that the guy should initiate it all the time. I think the girl should too.
Yeah, no, I hear you. That's very progressive.
I agree. I think phone calls are a very important part, because you can tell a lot by what someone is saying to you by the tone they use, not necessarily the words.
Definitely.
Someone could be saying something and you're not sure how emotional they are about it in text message, but when you hear them speak it to you, you know everything about it.
Sure, no, I agree. Absolutely. No, I hear you, but not.
The next one is 7 passionate kisses. Not sloppy, lasting a minimum of 5 minutes apiece.
Well, I consider sloppy kisses to be passionate. I just want to take issue with that firstly. But that aside, I agree with that. Of course there should be a prelude in the form of kissing. Yeah, absolutely.
Obviously.
Yeah.
There should be kissing, but I don't think you should put a limit on it. Like, there has to be 7 of them and they have to last 5 minutes.
Well, no, I agree with you. I do agree with you. Just get the shift lock.
Pretty much.
Let's get this over with.
Yeah.
So what else is on the list?
You must watch 3 DVDs together.
Bullshit!
Oh, God. Romantic.
Bullshit.
And one of them has to be chosen by him but approved by her.
Get off the phone a bit, Naughty.
That's it.
Kira just swore.
I said, Chris. I'm exhausted by this. Wow.
Wow, that's how passionate Kira is about this.
I read it. And I was like, here's your whole 6 months of your life just gone.
Don't
trying to get through 5 days.
You've plenty of years to watch so many DVDs with them.
Yeah, Jesus.
I can think of so many better things to do than watch Yeah.
Watch DVDs when you don't like each other anymore. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Don't leave those at the start.
Or watch DVDs when you don't want to talk to one another.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay. All right.
The next one is there has to be 5 heart-to-heart meaningful conversations about our future.
No.
What? About our future? About our future? About our future.
No, okay, look, I get it. As in, like, if a girl, you know, if a girl or a guy only wants to sleep with somebody, if they see the potential of a relationship, well, then that's fair enough because that's their prerogative. So you do need to be on the same page there because so many people do put themselves out there, go through all these dates, sleep with someone, and they never hear from somebody again. So I understand that people should protect themselves in that way.
Right.
Yeah, I think putting a limit on how many of them there has to be, like 5, is just ridiculous.
Oh, no,
you have
agreed.
Them when you have them. These conversations are spontaneous. You can't force a conversation about your future or someone's lying to
you. Yeah, I wouldn't be drawing up the minutes of a meeting about it. Like, I would kind of do it a little more casually. Exactly.
Like, you know, the email exchange.
Thank you for attending this meeting. I have a piece of paper here that some points of business I'd like to get through.
Actually, hold on. Could you just shift me for 5 minutes, please?
Let the meeting show. Let the record show that we shifted for 5 minutes and then continued with the meeting. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, so like, give me one more of this thing. I'm sick of this list, and I'm sickened by you a bit, Noddy. I'm sickened by you and disgraced by you this evening, but go ahead.
The last one is there must be at least 1 bunch of flowers exchanged, not a single rose, even though it may cost the same as a bunch of flowers. It has to be a bunch, which is plural, so it means more than one.
No.
Well, no, I would be, that would make me want to sleep with somebody quicker, to tell you the God's honest
truth. Bunch of flowers?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think flowers.
I'm on Interflora right now. That's what I'm doing. All right. Hold on. It's on its way.
No, it's a nice touch. It's a really nice touch.
I do.
And you know what? You can get a bunch.
Nice touch.
You can get a bunch of flowers for less than €5 now. And I just think it's a really nice touch. Yeah, it's a little bit cheesy, but you know what?
I think it's a lost art. Not a lot of dates bring you flowers. Like, you think about it a while back. Every time you went on a first date, you got a flower of some description.
Yeah, no, I think that's actually okay. And I've kind of disagreed with a lot of what I've heard tonight, but maybe there's an old romantic in me. I think that flowers would definitely spur me on anyway.
Yeah, they get you a little more inclined.
We cancel date 3 and date 4 and just, hop to date 5.
Awesome.
Yeah,
get a little more loosened up. All right, then. Well,
I'm
look.
Like, but girls, you brought me flowers.
And they'd be like, oh, and then you'd coo. And then you'd look at the flowers. And then, look.
And then you'd tell everybody about it. And you'd send out tweets and text messages. Oh, he bought
me flowers. Oh, my God, best boyfriend ever. Look, I got flowers. Yeah, all right. Well, look, anyway, a bit naughty. I'm sickened by this list. And I'm furious with everybody for this.
But I would just advise people not to go by those guidelines.
Yeah, so would I. No one.
I would like to know what people think is actually, an acceptable standard before you sleep with someone.
It's so.
I don't think this list is true.
Yeah, no, it's so different now.
I'm just wondering, like.
It's so different now, what with the ways that so many people can communicate with each other so readily, with things like Tinder, with things like all the dating websites out there. I think that dating has completely changed. I think it's evolving. And it would be interesting to see how long people would wait, or what do they think are their dating strategies now.
If we followed that list, though, like, the human race would be extinct. Like, we'd be dead within 30-40 years. No one would be doing anything. Yeah. But anyway.
No man would survive it.
No, exactly. Well, look, a bit naughty. I tell you what, I love it when you come on and you chat with us. Very interesting list, I do have to say. Your Twitter is legally_Irish, @legally_Irish. And your website is anymanofmine.com. Anymanofmine.com. Everyone can go online and they can check it out. A bit naughty, thank you for coming on with us this evening.
Thanks for having me. Chris and Kira on 2FM.